Je vais demander maintenant, I will now ask the two members of the prosecution if they have some questions to the witness. Thank you.
I don't have direct questions, but I'd like to direct some prosecution questions based on this testimony to the Commission as a whole. When we heard the defense of the PNAC plan, we heard a representation that this plan doesn't diverge too dramatically from what are called traditional American values that require a kind of sense of global leadership. Based on what we've just heard, I would urge the Commission to ponder whether there really is a plan for global domination for U.S. economic and other advantage. So what I would be asking based on this information, if there is a kind of non-spoken intention of using the traditional American values, if you would kind of perverting even some of the intentions of participants in this forum. The second is comparing public documents that the PNAC has issued with private intentions. It's a kind of asking the question that I asked, whether it really is talking about global leadership for common international advantage or whether it's talking about global domination for U.S. and military-industrial complex advantage, and then whether the public documents of PNAC actually are kind of a cover for private intentions. And I would urge the Commission to perhaps ask some questions in this direction and to listen to testimony of other witnesses from this point of view as well. I would also question the notion of what PNAC refers to or has been defended as a kind of moral vision, and also to scratch that one a little bit and see if there's something else under the agenda. I would also look at the urge looking into the sort of traditional Republican isolationism as being perhaps radically in a different mode, and look and see if that's really the case, comparing the traditional Republican isolationism, which meant basically we don't want to give our money to poor developing countries, and whether or not there always has been a Republican agenda for what I would call engagement economically in the world rather than isolationist politically, and whether or not the pattern of multinational dominance in the fields just presented by this witness, overwhelmingly in the military-industrial complex, but we also have to remember domestic subsidies of such goods as cotton and rice, which have kept inter alia half of Africa impoverished, whether there is this perpetual notion of engagement economically that has been all along a linchpin of the Republican Party and particularly this administration. So I would just ask the Commission to question the superficial quality of the PNAC public pronouncements in light of associations and participation that we've just heard and with which other witnesses will probably attest.